Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Douglas with you in the Cambria studios with the one and only Jim Brickman, a man who is beloved across most of the country, but certainly here in the upper Midwest, the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Jim, good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to say.
It's true. I mean, you've had a really meteoric career, and it always intrigues me how people get kicked off on their careers. You were writing ad jingles.
Yeah, I was a jingle writer for many years. I grew up in Cleveland, and I started writing jingles in Cleveland, and I loved doing it. It was a lot of fun. You get to do all kinds of different styles of songs, and they're short songs.
Right,
so
right.
30-second, you know, and it trains you to be a great songwriter.
And so through that process, at some point, you must have realized, hey, I have a gift, I have a God-given gift, and maybe there's another way to use this gift. And so you started writing your own songs at some point.
Yeah, I felt like there was a need for music, especially solo piano music, that just could calm you down and chill you out and de-stress you. And I felt like there wasn't a lot of that in the world, and that I could provide something that was meaningful in an emotional way that calmed and romanced and inspired. And that's always what I wanted my music to be.
You were ahead of the curve in that regard. When I think of holiday traditions in Minnesota and musicians that have tremendous followings, I think of Laurie Line, and I think of Jim Brickman. And you have taken it to the next level. And you have a new CD out called A Christmas Celebration. This is brand new, right?
It's brand new, and it's the theme of the holiday tour this year, which gets started next Friday. And so this year it's A Christmas Celebration, a way for folks to gather and celebrate music with us in beautiful theaters all over the country.
You have been prolific, and you have been very successful. 8 million albums sold, 21 number one hits. It really is amazing. My oldest son is a tech nerd, and he's doing very well in the tech industry in Seattle, but he's also a guitarist. He loves music. I was a bass guitarist and a cellist, so I guess it runs in our family. But what would you say to aspiring musicians? And I know there are a lot of musicians out there, and it's a combination of what? Skill, talent, luck, timing. What advice would you have to other aspiring musicians who feel like they have that same gift and want to maximize that?
Yeah, you know, you have to want it more than anything else in the world. It's got to be your first love. It's got to be something that you don't necessarily choose it. When I think about the way that it began for me, I never thought, should I be a professional musician, or should I be an investment banker or an attorney or a tech nerd or whatever?
There was only one choice.
Yeah, well, it's no choice. It just is. You know, I think that's the mark. There's no alternative. I feel like I couldn't not do it. It's who I am, and it's the way that I speak. It's a language that I get to speak to people, and we get to have a conversation. And so, especially as a songwriter, I think, you know, there's a difference between a musician who plays, arrangements of other people's music. But if I think of myself mostly as a songwriter who plays the piano.
Tell us about the tour that's coming up, the holiday tour. And I know you're at Pantages December 7th, but I can't imagine what that's like. How many concerts do you do in a short period of time?
Well, we do about 30 concerts at Christmas time, and this is the 22nd year of the holiday tour.
Wow.
I love it because, you know, it's become a tradition for me to play every night with great friends and fans in beautiful theaters all over the country. And the show is so much fun. It's what I always wanted it to be. It's a gathering. It's family friendly. It's funny. It's charming. And I have great special guests. I think of it as the nostalgia of something like the Andy Williams Christmas special might be if in its modern iteration.
It's a variety show.
Yeah,
it
is.
Sort of a throwback to the best of Ed Sullivan. And
it is. Yeah. That's what I always wanted to be. I don't think of it as like a concert. I think of it as a gathering and nostalgic, like you said. So featured artists, including a local favorite, John Tronis, who tours with me all over the world, and Ann Cochran, who's also a Minnesota favorite. She's toured with me for many years, and an electric violin player. His name is Tracy Silverman, and all of whom have been with me when I've been in the Twin Cities before. And I think a lot of people come to the show and they think, wait, where's Ann or where's Tracy? So it's like we've become friends and family with our audience.
Well, Christmas, I mean, the holidays, it's all about tradition. It's all about family. And you are part of that tradition for so many Minnesotans. And so encourage listeners. They can buy tickets now.
Yeah,
online.
All the info is, of course, Hennepin Theater Trust, but also at jimbrickman.com if you want to see a little bit of preview of what you can expect. It's December 7th at the Pantages, which is one of my favorite theaters. So beautiful.
Yep.
I had the honor of opening the theater, the opening weekend.
Really?
Back when it was restored, and I was the first act to play there, so I have a special place in my heart for the theater. But the theater is so much a part of the experience that people have, and especially when you get there's no bad seat in the house.
No, it's a magical venue.
It's intimate.
Yep.
And it's just breathtaking.
So what are you going to play?
So today I'm thrilled you have a piano here. I'm going to play my favorites are the hymns and carols of the season and the traditional ones that I've sort of made my own. But I'm going to play kind of a medley of a few of my favorites of the hymns of Christmas.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Wow. Well done. I think my blood pressure just dropped 20 points.
I hope so. That's the idea.
In the last
sure.
5 minutes. You must be great fun at parties.
I'm not that much fun at parties.
Do people
honestly.
Come up and try to stump you? I mean, because, what you just did to me is mind-boggling. I mean, no sheet music, obviously. This is all from memory, muscle memory. But do people sometimes try to stump you? Like, I bet you don't know this tune. Can you play this one?
Yeah, you know, I play really by ear. So when I things like what I just played, I never would read that off of sheet music. And I think it's because I don't, and I just hear it in my head, it comes out in sort of an original way because it's not, I'm not attached to the way it's printed. And so, I played a lot by ear growing up, and the trick is write your own songs, because then you can always remember how they go, number one.
Sure.
And people don't know when you make a mistake because it's original.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you. Stick around here. We're going to pay a few bills, but then come back with Jim Brickman right after this break. Paul Douglas, and a big thank you to Cambria. We are in the Cambria studios, and man, they do it right. And thank you so much for your hospitality and letting us host Jim Brickman. I'm a little giddy because it feels like he's doing a concert for me. I mean, I know that's not the case, but Jim, it's so great to have you in the Twin Cities, and
thank
I know
you.
You're here promoting the big event, which is December 7th. At the magical Pantages Theater.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. It's our Christmas celebration, and we haven't played the Pantages in a while. You know, for a while I was doing playing with the wonderful Minnesota Orchestra. I did that for a few years, and then we were out at the Ames Center in Burnsville. And so back downtown this year at the Pantages, I couldn't be happier about it.
Very cool. By the way, I forgot, weather was brought to you by Maplewood Toyota. It's interesting to me how industries evolve, and the music industry now with streaming. And I realize, I mean, you get out, people want to meet you, they want to see you. Look, there's nothing like a live concert, and I get that. But artists, including you now, make a significant amount of your income from streaming. So I can find you on Spotify.
Oh, yes.
I can find you on Pandora.
Yes.
How has that changed the arc of your career?
Well, you know, in some ways, it's really been a wonderful thing. You know, some musicians don't feel that way, but I do. I think because what I play is what a lot of people use Spotify and Pandora for, which is relax, unwind, bubble bath, you know, romance, you know, Sunday morning. And so
I like where this is going.
Yeah,
keep
of course.
Going.
I mean, this is how we use music now, is right. Many of us.
We self-medicate with music.
Which is a great thing. It calms and heals. And so what happens is people get home from like a stressful day, and they'll say, you know, Alexa, play relaxing music, and then I'll be on one of those playlists or something, or play Jim Brickman music or something.
And it's a function of how many people listen. I mean, that ultimately goes to revenue streams and how much money comes in, right?
Yeah, it's very, very little, like 0.001 cents or something for one play. But if you have a lot, I have a lot of songs, and sometimes people will listen all day long, like at work.
You have a big catalog.
Yes,
right?
I'm fortunate. I love to record, so I tend to just record all the time. And my Christmas station on Pandora is a very popular one. I'm so fortunate that people love my Christmas music. So, you can get it on Pandora and Spotify and all those other places, Apple Music and everything.
What comes next? I mean, you've been doing this 22 years. You've been getting out and about. Any new challenges? And I know you have a podcast.
I do.
You're still doing radio?
Yeah, I still do radio. I've done the radio show for 22 years.
Wow.
And I have the podcast also on Pandora, where I get to do a little bit of what you're doing, interview artists and people that I admire.
Who do you admire?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so as a songwriter, I looked up so much to everybody from Burt Bacharach to Carole King, and I love the music of the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac and the Carpenters, and so I love that. Those were all influences, and so now I get a chance to duet with all of these people that I admired. You know, I just did a song last year with Kenny Rogers. I have, I have everybody from Lady Antebellum country artists to touring with Olivia Newton-John or Carly Simon or all these people that I admire.
Wow.
And then I get to talk to people on the radio show. I just had Dick Van Dyke on the show, which was mind-boggling. People that I admire from movies and television. So, and you learn so much. That's the best thing, is that you continue to learn and grow by you can always learn from somebody something you didn't know.
It's a delight having you in town. Looking forward to the concert on December 7th. Thank you for serenading me and also our listeners. I want to say thank you to all our listeners who tuned in today and every afternoon. What are you going to leave us with now?
Well, I thought a little joy to the world might be in order to end a Friday evening and put a smile on everybody's
Amen.
Face.
Thank you, Jim.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.